The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, announced yesterday a $3.2 million research grant to support national water reuse efforts in Colorado. The research grant will go to Colorado's Water Research Foundation, or WRF, which plans to use wastewater-based epidemiology and surveillance to reduce chemical health risks. Chris Frey, Assistant Administrator for EPA's Office of Research and Development, stated in a press release, "The research projects will help advance water reuse and applications so communities, local and state governments, and tribes can provide alternatives to existing water resources." The Colorado.gov state web portal homepage was taken offline yesterday. The governor's Office of Information Technology says a coordinated cyber attack is responsible. An anonymous suspected foreign actor allegedly took responsibility for targeting multiple state government services and websites across the United States, according to a press release. As of this morning, the official homepage of the state government remains offline, but a substitute page with shortcut links to most common resources is now available at the Colorado.gov domain. While the Colorado.gov state web portal is offline, all other state of Colorado websites and essential state government services are online and available. Boulder police have arrested a 19-year-old fraternity member in relation to a sexual assault reported in August. The arrest affidavit reports that Ethan Hirsch sexually assaulted a woman he had known since the 7th grade on the morning of August 18, 2022. The victim told police that she went to the Kappa Sigma fraternity house at 2 a.m. She told police she and her friend were drinking and listening to music when Hirsch joined them. The victim told officers she has no memory of entering Hirsch's room, but recalls a hand placed around her neck and being thrown down and waking up in the morning. According to the affidavit, the woman's friend sent her text messages to check up on her. Hirsch later told a fraternity brother that he responded to the friend, saying she was good. According to the Daily Camera, one Kappa Sigma fraternity brother reached out to law enforcement on August 28th, saying Hirsch couldn't keep a straight story and thinks he was lying about the incident. Hirsch is not currently enrolled on the CU Boulder campus. He was arrested this week on suspicion of sexual assault and posted a $1,000 cash option to his $10,000 secure bond, according to online court records. Boulder police responded to a report of a suspect stealing a Boulder fire rescue truck this weekend while the fire rescue personnel were responding to a medical call nearby. Around 1 a.m. Sunday, according to the Daily Camera, they saw the truck moving down the street. One firefighter jumped in, pulled the emergency brake, and then detained 28-year-old Kirill A. Kiefel until police arrived. They charged the suspect of second-degree aggravated motor vehicle theft and a felony parole for violation of robbery. The Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site was approved for expansion. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
Federal officials announced Wednesday that the Department of Interior and National Park Services has acquired nearly 3,500 acres of land to expand the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site. The site commemorates the lives of over 230 Cheyenne and Arapaho murdered by U.S. soldiers on November 29th of 1864. Over half of the dead were women and children. The announcement of the expansion of the site came at a ceremony attended by Secretary of Interior Deb Haaland, National Park Service Director Chuck Sams, Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hinkelooper, and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera. Site Superintendent Janet Frederick said the newly acquired land has significant archaeological remains of the massacre, including evidence of the village where the Cheyenne and Arapaho families were camped, and the intact viewshed that is the key to the historical integrity of the National Historic Site. The Sand Creek Massacre was a defining moment in the decades-long U.S. government-backed campaign to violently displace Native people from their homelands in Colorado. For KGNU, this is Jimmy Searfoss.
Clear Creek County will create a mental health team following a police shooting that killed a 22-year-old man in June. Luis Lincoln reports.
On Wednesday, Clear Creek Sheriff's Office announced at a press conference that they would partner with the county commissioners to create a team to help with mental health calls. Many cities have implemented this team in their police force, including the Denver Police Department. Christian Glass, the man that was killed, called 911 after he crashed his car while experiencing paranoia. After police arrived on the scene, officers instructed Glass to get out of the vehicle for an hour, but Glass refused, saying that he was afraid. Police then tased and shot Glass, killing him. Clear Creek County considered adding a mental health crisis team in 2020, but county officials failed to create it, despite a grand jury recommendation. Siddhartha Rathod, the attorney representing the Glass family, said that if the county had created the team earlier, Christian would have been alive. According to Rathod, the officers involved in the shooting still work for the department. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Expect mostly sunny weather today with light and variable wind in the evening. In Boulder, a high of 69 and a low of 43. In Denver, a high of 72 and a low of 44. In Fort Collins, a high of 69 and a low of 42. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.